Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course, now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. There's been a quarterback change in Miami. Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel announced that Tua Tagovailoa is heading to the bench in favor of rookie quarterback Quinn Ewers, who will get the start on Sunday against the Bengals. McDaniel said that the team needs more conviction at the quarterback position, and he believes Ewers can provide that. Zach Wilson will serve as the backup, with Tua as the emergency third quarterback. The Dolphins also released linebacker Matthew Judon on Wednesday. He played in 13 games for Miami this season and is now subject to waivers as the playoffs get closer. Elsewhere, Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow raised eyebrows once again during his press conference on Wednesday. While he said he does expect to be with the team in 2026, he was asked about the possibility of playing with another team in his career and said, quote, "You think about a lot of things." This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
COVID-19 has cast a spotlight on the stark inequalities that drive poverty. The poorest communities in the U.S. and around the world are suffering the most. Oxfam believes we can put systems in place to protect health and livelihoods in the future if we work together with dignity and compassion. Learn how you can help offer safety to the most vulnerable and fight for a more resilient future at OxfamAmerica.org. Sponsored by Oxfam America.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health question.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Take that list and head on over to the most complete camping and clothing headquarters in the North County, D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. With a wide assortment of Carhartt jackets and vests, as well as lined flannel shirts and women's Outback jackets, and a D&J last-minute stocking stuffer, Levi's 501s, only $54.95. And, of course, gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, December 18th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors approve resolution opposing offshore drilling. County Public Health Department confirms first case of measles in years. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the upper 60s. It's 49 degrees.
This hour on the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. On Tuesday's County Board of Supervisors meeting, the board adopted a resolution opposing new offshore oil and gas development. They also approved a formal letter to the Trump administration expressing opposition to new leases and voted to join the local government Outer Continental Shelf Coalition. A release by the county says that in recent months, the Trump administration has taken significant actions to expand offshore oil and gas leasing, with up to 6 new lease sales off the northern, central, and southern California coast proposed between 2027 and 2030. The resolution approved by the board reaffirms county policies that prioritize coastal protection, public health, and quality of life. Supervisor Jimmy Paulding said, quote, "Our region has seen firsthand the environmental and economic devastation that can result from offshore oil development, from the long-term impacts of the Guadalupe oil field and Avila Beach contamination." The resolution was approved 3-2, with Supervisors Pichong and Moreno in opposition. The County Public Health Department announced they have confirmed the first case of measles in the county since 2018. The health department says this case is confirmed on a local child, and the risk of local transmission is considered low, with no additional cases this time. The health department shared information about measles, saying it spreads through coughs or sneezes, lingering in the air for up to an hour. Symptoms typically appear within 7 to 21 days after exposure, first beginning with a fever, cough, and runny nose. Other symptoms then begin, including tiny white spots inside the mouth, red spots on the skin, and a rash first on the face and then the rest of the body. Dr. Penny Bornstein, county health officer, says this case is a stark reminder that measles, though declared eliminated in the U.S. in 2000, can still reappear when vaccination rates decline. The health department recommends the MMR vaccine, 97% effective after 2 doses. Atascadero police arrest vehicle theft suspect. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Atascadero Police Department announced they arrested a suspect motorist earlier this week on the morning of December 14th. The department says they responded to a report of theft from a vehicle on the 9400 block of Alcatan Lane. Officers contacted a motorist leaving the area, determining they were in possession of several stolen items, including property reported stolen by the original victim. The department says other residents in the area reported several stolen items from their vehicles, which was subsequently returned thanks to these reports. However, there are still several unclaimed items of value being held for safekeeping. If you live in the Alcatan Lane area in Atascadero and believe property was taken from your vehicle on the 14th of December, contact the Atascadero Police Department to see if your items have been recovered. On Monday, December 15th, San Luis Obispo police responded to a report from a victim alleging they were inappropriately touched several times while receiving a massage. The department says this incident took place at Power Source Chiropractic, with the suspect, 25-year-old Malcolm Sears of San Luis Obispo, working as an independent massage therapist at that location. The victim says they believe the touching was outside of massage therapy standards and sexual in nature. Police responded at Sears' residence, interviewing him and later arresting him without incident. He was booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail for felony sexual battery by fraudulent representation. San Miguel's 35th annual Christmas Light Parade will be held this Saturday, December 20th at 6 p.m. Hosted by the San Miguel Fire Department, this beloved tradition marches down Main Street with lights, trucks, bikes, horses, and all sorts of holiday cheer. After the parade, you can meet Santa at the fire station. Toys for kids and hot chocolate will be served for all. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with the San Luis Obispo Range Improvement Association, will begin prescribed burns this Friday, December 19th at Huazena Ranch. The burn will go through 679 acres of vegetation, used to enhance natural resources, reduce fuel loading, improve rainland production, and diversify vegetation structure. In sports, For the NFL, tonight the Rams will face the Seahawks. Triple header for KPRL on Sunday the 21st. We'll have the Chargers and Cowboys, then the Raiders and Texans, and finally the Bengals and Dolphins. In the NBA, yesterday the Bulls beat the Cavaliers 127-111, the Grizzlies over the Timberwolves 116-110. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Suns, the Kings will go against the Trailblazers, the Lakers will face the Jazz, and the Clippers will go against the Thunder. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15. Now it's time for California News.
California Headline News. Brief court appearance in Los Angeles Wednesday for Nick Reiner, the 32-year-old son of director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle, who were stabbed to death in their home in Brentwood over the weekend. Defense attorney Alan Jackson spoke outside the courthouse.
We ask that during this process, you allow the system to move forward in the way that it was designed to move forward, not with a rush to judgment, not with jumping to conclusions, but with restraint and with dignity.
Formal arraignment now set for January 7th. California threatening to ban sales of Teslas for 30 days after a regulator said the term autopilot for its driver assist feature amounts to false advertising.
The lawsuit is saying is that it's misleading to say it's autopilot or full self-driving when the driver still has to be paying attention.
Elaine Borsef, president of the Electric Vehicle Association of San Diego. Riverside police officer shot during a struggle with a suspect who was experiencing a mental health emergency. The officer expected to recover. Jeff Scott, California News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and top users make $200 to $300 per month.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUMPER25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUMPER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUMPER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
16, 17, 18. It's official, John. Lynn's is Pietopia. We make 18 flavors of pie at our bakery in Cambria.
Really? Let's see. There's raspberry rhubarb, true blueberry, and California apricot.
Red tart cherry, peach blueberry, lemon meringue.
And raspberry lemon meringue. Traditional pecan and pumpkin.
Coconut, chocolate, and banana cream. Oh, don't forget my favorites, traditional and Dutch apple pie.
Gluten-free Olali berry and apple, too.
And everyone's favorite, Olali berry.
But wait, that's only 17 kinds of Lynn's pie, Rini.
You always were good with numbers, John. Number 18 is Lynn's pie of the month. Folks can order a slice at Lynn's restaurant and get free ice cream on top.
Clever girl. Lynn's really is Pietopia.
Told you so.
Pick your favorite pie at Lynn's Restaurant, Central Coast Supermarkets, Lynn's Gourmet Goods in Cambria, and at lynnsfruitbin.com.
Oh, that's real good.
It's Lynn's.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The California Farm Bureau unveiled a new philanthropic initiative, Giving Back with Farm Bureau, during its 107th annual meeting last week in Anaheim. The hands-on project brought together Farm Bureau members and event attendees to assemble 1,000 backpacks filled with school supplies, learning materials, and healthy snacks. The backpacks were donated to the OC Fair and Event Center, Centennial Farm, and Costa Mesa for distribution to local children. Supporting our communities has always been an important part of Farm Bureau's mission, said California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas. This effort reflects that commitment, helping ensure children have the tools they need to succeed in school. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP reports there's a traffic collision with no injuries at 244 El Pomar Drive, just north of Moss Lane in Templeton. CHP says this is a solo vehicle collision. No further information is available at this time. It was first reported at about 7:59 this morning. CHP also reports that there is a traffic hazard on the US 101 North near the Morrill Road off-ramp in Atascadero. CHP says there are sheets of metal in the number 2 lane, with some vehicles swerving to avoid it. This was first reported at about 8:08 this morning. CHP doesn't have a unit en route yet. Again, there's a traffic hazard in the form of metal sheets on the US 101 North in Atascadero near the Morrill Road off-ramp. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, having a massive inventory liquidation sale now through December 24th, making way for K. John's designs coming in the new year. 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows right around 40, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly cloudy on Saturday, cloudy on Sunday, continuing all the way to Thursday next week. About a 70% chance of showers late Tuesday, going into about a 74% chance of showers on Wednesday, and about a 60% chance on Thursday. Upper 60s Saturday, low 60s Sunday through Wednesday, 62 a week from today. Currently, it is 50 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company. 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, making way for their new K. John's collection, liquidating their entire inventory now through Christmas Eve. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
Experience holiday magic at the Central Coast Zoo in Atascadero. This Saturday, Santa Claus will be at the zoo to welcome visitors and deliver gifts to the animals from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. Holiday magic is fun for the whole family, and all of the events of the day are included with your admission. Holiday magic this Saturday, 10 to 1 at the Central Coast Zoo in Atascadero. For more info, go to visitatascadero.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are getting a boost from optimism that interest rates will continue to come down after a key inflation reading cooled last month. The Consumer Price Index declined to 2.7% for the year ending in November, 2.6% excluding food and energy. The report did not include monthly comparisons because October collection of data was impacted by the government shutdown, which ended November 12th. Tech stocks are getting a bounce from memory chip maker Micron Technology, which reported a very strong quarter on demand for artificial intelligence. There is a disappointing report that Philly Fed's reading on factory activity in the region fell to a minus 10 last month, suggesting regional manufacturing has slowed. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
For decades, K. John's Jewelry Company has believed in something simple. Honesty matters. And that's why we never discount. No inflated prices, no gimmicks. Just fair, everyday value on jewelry we're proud to stand behind. But today, something truly special is happening. K. John's is embarking on a new chapter, one built on our own creativity and our own craftsmanship. After years of partnering with incredible designers, we're excited to introduce our very own K-Johns Designs in the coming year. To make room for this collection, we're liquidating our entire current inventory, and we're offering it at genuine significant discounts. As a heartfelt thank you to the customers and community who have supported us for generations. This isn't a sale for the sake of sales. It's a once-in-a-lifetime transition, a chance for you to own something beautiful at prices we will never offer again. December 2nd through Christmas Eve, we invite you to come in, explore, and be a part of this incredible next step in the K-Johns story. K-Johns Jewelry Company, where integrity shines as brightly as the jewelry itself.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered, and they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded, 805-674-1383.
Okay, looking for something to do this weekend. There's always lots, particularly in Atascadero on the parade in San Miguel. But throughout the month of December, it is the Critter Creek Ranch Frontier Fantasy Christmas Light Display from 5 until 9. Again, that's throughout the month, about 3 miles of light. And it is located on La Ponza Road, 3897, about 3.5 miles south of Highway 41. It'll be easy to find with all the lights out there. And so you know that it's all made possible with the help of these folks like Roar Hay and Feed, Slow Camp and Pack, and John Whitford Communications.
Merry Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas from G. Weeman Instruction.
We hope you have a Christmas miracle
for a fresh new year.
Need inspiration for holiday gifts? Let the Blenders be your Santa's helper this season. From beautiful scarves, cozy sweaters, jackets, vests, lovely handbags, wallets, and fantastic accessories, gift certificates available too. Thank you for your support of our local businesses. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram for holiday hours. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from the Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
Greetings everyone, Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers review are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. During the Old West, on occasion, white men were scalped by Indians. Normally, they didn't survive more because of other injuries, but it did happen. Coming up is the actual description of the scalping of a survivor. On December 20, 1883, a survivor of a scalping gave an interview with a reporter from the San Antonio Light newspaper. According to the soldier, imagine someone who hates you grabbing a handful of your hair and giving it a sudden jerk upward and a not particularly sharp blade of a knife being run quickly in a circle around your scalp in a saw-like motion. Also imagine what effect that a strong, quick jerk on your hair to release the scalp would have on your nervous and physical systems. And you'll have some idea of how it feels to be scalped. When that Indian sawed his knife around the top of my head, first a sense of cold numbness prevailed my whole body, a flash of pain that started at my feet and ran like an electric shock to my brain quickly followed this. Then the Indian tore my scalp from my head. It seemed as if it must have been connected with cords to every part of my body. Unquote. Following the attack, the Indian who had done the scalping was killed, but his scalp wasn't returned. After the soldier recovered, he chose to muster out of the service, but his commanding officer suggested that the soldier was making a mistake by leaving the service. "Think," said the commander, "how surprised and disgusted some red devil of an Indian might be if you should stay with us and happen to fall into his hands. When he went to raise your hair, he would find that someone had been there before him." Incidentally, his commanding officer was George Armstrong Custer. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Move over, Santa. While he's delivering socks and sweaters, your pal Richie's at the Tatchy Palace delivering MacBooks and cash. Every Friday in December, four winners every hour can win up to $5,000 cash or Tatchy Cash. Then stick around for the 8 p.m. grand prize drawing. Win $5,000 cash plus an Apple MacBook Air. Sorry, Santa, but I think I just made the nice list. Check the halls only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
The Australian Warbirds Museum has updated its 40-plus vintage military aircraft to honor those who served in the Vietnam conflict. The Australian Warbirds Museum, home of the Woodland Auto Display, has a multi-million dollar collection and over 20,000 square feet of indoor buildings for the vintage auto and race car enthusiasts. Open Thursday through Sundays, 10 to 4, Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles, and they're always looking for new volunteers. Go to ewarbirds.org.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. On Monday, December 15th, San Luis Obispo police responded to a report from a victim alleging they were inappropriately touched several times while receiving a massage. The department says this incident took place at Power Source Chiropractic with the suspect, 25-year-old Malcolm Sears of San Luis Obispo, working as an independent massage therapist at that location. Police arrested him without incident for sexual battery. The County Public Health Department announced they have confirmed the first case of measles in the county since 2018. The health department says the case is confirmed on a local child and the risk of local transmission is considered low. The department recommends the MMR vaccine 97% effective after two doses against measles. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Break for consumers. Inflation cools.
The prices you pay for things rose at a smaller pace in November. The consumer price index was up 2.7% for the year ending in November. Core CPI, excluding food and energy, rose 2.6%.
Fox's Jeannie Casola. President Trump rolling out big plans today for America's 250th anniversary in 2026.
We will host the Great American State Fair on the National Mall, featuring pavilions from all 50 states.
Fox's Chris Foster.
Also planned, among other things, a major prayer event on the National Mall, an athletic event featuring the best boy and girl athletes from all 50 states, and an ultimate fighting championship event at the White House on June 14th.
More than 300,000 without power across the northwestern Rockies. A coast-to-coast storm with heavy winds is moving east. America's listening to Fox News.
Thank you. Michaels Optical in Atascadero would like to remind you to check your insurance and HSA accounts in order to take advantage of your end-of-the-year benefits that may still be available to you and your family. We know it's a busy time of the year as we do our holiday shopping and plan our New Year celebrations. However, we don't want you to miss out on your health care benefit. Be sure to stop by our office. Michaels Optical has a registration box where you can enter to win a gift certificate for $250 to be used for a new pair of eyewear. No obligation. Just come by to see our beautiful selection of designer eyewear and fill out an entry. Michael and Kathy Nutt would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and thank you for your support since we opened our doors in 1979. And if it's time for a new look for the new year, take advantage of the VIP program that offers special savings at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
The Paso Robles Downtown Main Street Association would like to say thank you to all those who volunteered and participated in their events this year. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the Paso Robles Downtown Main Street Association.
As you plan holiday parties, make it special this year at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Whether you're planning a company holiday party, a festive dinner with friends, or sparkling year-end celebration, Allegretto offers stunning views, inspired menus, and warm hospitality that make every gathering unforgettable. Let the team at Allegretto handle the details so you can raise a glass and enjoy the moment. Book your holiday party today, AllegrettoVineyardResort.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in the Oaks Plaza in Atascadero is wishing you and your family a joyous Christmas and a Happy New Year.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. That simple. All righty, what are we looking at today? Mixture of clouds and sunshine. More sunshine, though, later on, of course. Highs in the upper 60s, some clouds, and maybe a little fog tomorrow morning. Overnight lows in the low 40s. Partly cloudy for your Friday with highs in the mid-60s. And as we head out to the weekend, well, we'll have partly cloudy, upper 60s on Saturday. Cloudy, low 60s on Sunday. Monday, cloudy, low 60s. And then may get a little bit of that wet stuff. 75% chance of rain later on Tuesday. Low 60s. Low 60s for Christmas Eve, about 75%. Maybe some showers on your Christmas Day. Low 60s. And let's see here. That is about 60%. And there you go. That's a week out. Today's UV index will be 2 up and down. 7:08 a.m., 4:53 p.m., and we are at 50 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding doors, swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, sound off, Karen will have on. Atascadero City Manager Jim Lewis. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there for you. Call them, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text that number, 238-KPRL on this Thursday edition, the right choice. Little Dion for you.
A beautiful sight, happy tonight, walking in the winter.
Yes, indeed. All righty, a little thing there. By just a kind of a heads up, as I mentioned earlier this morning, the holidays and getting guests in and so forth, and our host taking time off with their friends and family. So I have a lot of specials lined up. And again, starting on the 23rd, and those are pertaining to Christmas, of course, some classics and so forth and so on. And we'll kick off also our Magic of Christmas at noon on the 24th. Now, after that, we got a couple of days where some folks, again, won't be able to come in, and that's obviously New Year's Day is one. And one of the specials I have, I came across a interview with Raymond Arroyo. You may be aware of him from, he's on, is he on with Laura Ingraham, I think? I forget which one. I think it is. Anyway, he does a really nice interview with Dion, and he goes, you know, through Dion's life, his influences, such as Jimmy Reed and Hank Williams Sr., and Dion's drug addiction and his return to the his Catholic faith and so forth. So that's just one of the specials I have lined up coming, and Dion is still with us. So anyway, 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us. And again, you know how freedom of speech is supposed to work. You can change the subject at any time. Earlier this morning, we were talking about, well, it started from the story that Chris did on the measles person who got measles here in the county or has measles. And it led into the flu and COVID and so forth, and why a lot of Americans, including younger people, 18 and above, are not getting shots. Now, I'm not saying none of them, but it's the percentages are down, and of course, the authorities are not happy about that. They want certain levels for whatever reason. But a study has come out, a major study reveals why COVID vaccine can trigger heart issues, especially in one group. Well, what's that group? Well, one of the most widely now known, if maybe not at the time, risk linked to the COVID-19 vaccine is microcarditis, especially in young males. And a Stanford study has shed some light on why this rare effect occurs. Now, this inflammation in the heart occurs in about one of 140,000 people who received the first dose of the vaccine and 132,000 after the second. So it picks up. So symptoms of the condition include chest pain, shortness of breath, fever, palpitations, and which can occur just 1 to 3 days after the vaccination. Another marker is heightened levels of cardiac issues, which indicates that the heart muscle has been damaged. And in most cases, people who experience this recover quickly and restore full heart function. That's according to the study. Now, here's something for those of you in the medical profession. Again, a lot of us are amateur doctors. You know, because our doctor's wrong. What does the doctor know? This and that. But again, this is just one of my thoughts. I've always believed that if you damage something on your body, you know, you break an ankle, you do this, break a wrist, whatever, that eventually it comes back. And I don't mean the break, but eventually, you know, when you get older, it catches up with you, if that makes any sense. So when I saw this about, okay, your heart in this, that it, you know, you get full heart recovery, whatever, or full heart function. If there's damage that has been done, does that just minimize your ability as you get older because the damage has been done? You don't see a lot of people who, or at least I haven't, that are having their hips replaced and knees replaced because they weren't joggers for majority of their life. The pounding eventually catches up to you and something happens. So I'm just wondering, again, any of those in the medical profession know anything like that, if there's any link to that. Okay, so we have that, and again, the government pushed this on us, so there you be. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. And as we have been mentioning and talking about a little bit, that the government that enforced all the rules, over 420,000 in the state of California, 23 million pages, over 200 agencies, they simply can't enforce all the rules. And it's due to the sheer volume and the resource limits. So why we don't go in and clean it up is beyond me. Now, some states, like California, they even refuse to enforce federal laws. And there's the constant threat of the money being withheld. I haven't seen much money being withheld. So, all right, we have that, and we're just a week away. 238-5775-238-KPRL. I will resort to then going to Today in History and see if that will rattle anybody's brains and so forth to call in and maybe reflect on something. Uh-oh. I just came across this one. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Again, another brilliant decision by the United States government. In this day in 1917, the 18th Amendment prohibiting intoxicating liquors in the United States is sent to the states for ratification. Now, it did not prohibit the consumption of alcohol, but it did ban the sale, manufacture, and the transportation of alcoholic beverages. The Volstead Act, which defined the terms used in the 18th Amendment, defined an intoxicating liquor as any beverage containing more than 0.5% alcohol. This caused beer and wine to also be prohibited. It went into effect in 1920. All right, to the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You were just talking about all the regulations and all the agencies and all the different things that affect the economy. And it seems like, you know, ignoring the battle between good and evil, I mean, the battle in government is the battle between, you know, bigger government and limited government. And those that argue for the bigger government and the tax and spend philosophy is the, you know, that, well, it employs more people, it you know, gives people more things to do, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then, obviously, the argument for limited government and personal responsibility is, you know, I mean, it kind of relies on that people are going to do productive things for society versus, you know, live off of the labors and stuff of others. So I guess, you know, it's obviously, even though we can complain on the one side that the bigger government is a problem, is here in California, it seems like people keep voting for it. So, you know, if that's what people want, then that's what they get. So, you know, you can complain about it, but you can't say that it isn't a functional system, because it more or less works. And if you rely totally on personal responsibility, you know, what would we have? You know, that's the real question.
Well, I'm guessing most people that would be realistic knows that we do need government rules and regulations. I don't think anybody could, you know, make a sane argument against that. However, when you have in the state of California almost 500,000 rules and regulations, pages up to 23 million pages of all this kind of stuff, and we are taxed among the highest in the nation, I don't know how anybody could say, well, this is a benefit.
Well, how about all the people that work for the government? They got their jobs.
Well,
you know what I mean? It's like you're
well, but again, are we going to just create jobs to give people a paycheck for what reason?
Right. Well, you know, I mean, I remember back in like the Computer History Museum up near San Jose, at one point, this is before computers, is they had thousands of people employed by the government to do ballistic trajectory calculations, because it was all pretty much by hand. I mean, in slide rule and stuff, they did not have computers. Of course, all of that went to out the door once they had computers. But, you know, was that, you know, I don't know, it just the government does stupid things, let's face it. And the question, I guess, comes back to employment and what, you know, what decides what people do, right? Because we have the ability with technology to, you know, not have a lot of people provide for the basic needs of food, clothing, and shelter. So then the next question is, what do people do? You know, is it talk to chatbots or, you know, well, I don't know. I mean, it's we're going through a cycle in society.
Well, I'm not so sure if it's a cycle anymore. I think it's become a way of life, which is dangerous. Again, you're aware of this, that when you start to have more of the population that are working, whether it's local, county, state, and federal governments, than the basic population, they are producing nothing. The producers are the ones that are going out into work and getting taxed to support these people that don't produce anything other than regulations. So how is that good? I don't know where it says that the government has to provide you with housing, job, or whatever. That's on your own, and you should have, I mean, you do have the ability to go out and do those things on your own without the government. Most of us choose not to do, you know, to do what we want to do in our lives. I don't need the government to help me. Now, obviously, we need the government for some things, but how many government programs have, over the course of time, been, caught with so many inefficiencies and not necessarily direct corruption, but they're failures?
Well, sure. That's just kind of like, you know, par for the course type of thing. That just comes with the terrain of the concept of, you know, do these government programs, because now you need people to look at them and do the deal with them, and then you have people with their own vested interest.
Well,
so it's like it goes back to incentives that we've talked about before, where if the incentive is to cure the homeless problem, It doesn't work when people are like, well, if I cure this, I don't have a job. So the incentives are all misaligned. It's just a tough deal because, why are there more homeless, right? You say everyone get up and do what they want to do. Well, we know some of it's, you know, mental health and drugs and that kind of thing. And so it comes back to then society making a decision what to do, and government just wants to throw money at it because that's what they control. They take your money, take my money, and then they need to do something with it. And obviously it gets wasted, but it goes into the economy somehow. I guess that's what I'm trying to get across is those people that have those jobs, they go to the store and buy food and buy homes and, you know, go to Home Depot or Lowe's. Or again, is the economy is so huge that there's both a benefit and a problem with the government getting involved.
Well, you have, you know, many things connected with this. One is how sustainable is it over the course of time? When you have the powers that be, and I'm not talking about just the government, you know, quote unquote, but the people that are working for the government. So what are they going to do? They're going to vote for more government, more increases and so forth. That means those that are producing have to produce more. Oh, yes, we have to produce more, but they're going to take more regardless whether we're producing more or not. So that's a problem long term. We don't seem to think in long-term what the results are going to be. And the other thing is, you've heard me mention this, our culture in the last 50 years has allowed people to do things that have put themselves in position where they need help from others. In other words, we got lax on many things, our basic behavior. And so people are going to go out and do this. Hey, you do a crime? Well, we're just going to slap you on the wrist. You do drugs? Well, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're not going to come down hard on people. We're going to set up a government program for that. And look where we are now.
Yeah, well, it some of it comes down to, you know, as they say, the problem with, or was it Thatcher said, the problem with socialism is eventually you run out of other people's money. I mean, as businesses and you know, people leave the state of California, I mean, I think for the first time ever, California had a net outflow, and so then the people, I mean, at some point, people are going to have to wake up and say, we can't do this. And, we keep holding our breath, and that's not a good way to do it. It's just trying to get across to people that this is just unsustainable. And hopefully at some point, all the people that are, you know, but I agree with you that once you have a certain threshold of people in the government that want it to continue, right, everyone wants the status quo to remain or tilt in their direction. And that's kind of what the, you know, quote unquote, our democracy republic can do is, you know, like, again, we were talking about prohibition. Well, it eventually that was such a foobar that it got repealed. So You know, but we still have the, what is it, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms all together. So, I don't know. I mean, it's a tough deal. I guess some of it, though, is the concept that we have a very complex system now because you have so many people involved in so many different things. And as technology has marched around, along, is it takes less people. Right, again, you look at agriculture. I mean, going back couple hundred years, like I don't forget what the number is, but 70% of the people were in agriculture. Well, now it's like 3 or 4% of the population. So again, is we build on what we're building on, and the question is where do we want to go? And I think that's your point about long term, is where do we want to be? Because where we're at right now is not a great place.
Right, and regarding the more government workers, as I mentioned, at all the different levels, at what point do those who don't produce realize, well, you know what, that's a stupid question because they're never going to realize it because you alluded to it. It's self-interest. They don't really care where the money's coming from or how to get it. They just know that they want to get it, and they'll get it because they're the government.
Right. Well, I mean, one solution would be for all the productive. I mean, it goes back to what was it, Ayn Rand and the Fountainhead, or whatever. you stop doing it. No, you know, just say no. It's like, okay, well, if you, I want, you know, but then it's self interest, right? People want to make money, and then the government wants to take that money, and you know, but if everyone said, well, I just don't want to make any money anymore, there's no money to take, you know, then what is the government going to do? So,
well, okay, to an extent, we see that. I mean, this is maybe far-fetched, but we have people who get money from the government, but they also work. But they only work a limited amount of hours because if they work more than those hours, they won't get the money from the government or the taxpayers. And in some businesses, depending, you know, whether, you know, LLC or whatever, you get penalized for being successful.
Right, right. I just saw a thing about, there's a guy called Mike Green who's a, you know, pretty sharp guy in the finance world, and he calls it the Valley of Death, where at a certain point for a family of, you know, two husband, wife, and two kids, is once you start making, I don't know what the numbers are again, but it was like once you start getting over like $50,000 or $60,000 together as gross income, you start losing some of the benefits of government, and you have to get up to like $140,000 to kind of offset that. And so those people that are in that middle, like, you know, yeah, the two people with decent jobs making $100,000, you know, for the family, is they're in this valley of death where they don't get the benefits, but they also don't have enough money to do what quote-unquote society expects them to do. So it's crazy, right? And then some of that is the dollar gets diluted, so the numbers lose sight of what, you know, I mean, $100,000 today is not what it was, you know, 10 or 20 years ago. So,
yep. All right.
All right. Well, you have a good day.
All right. Thanks. You too. All right. On the email here, let's see here. Book recommendation. Hi, Kevin. I would like to know the title of the book you mentioned yesterday. It's about corruption in California. No, the book I'm reading, it's about corruption in government in general, and it's simply called Extortion. Peter Schmitz or something, I forget the guy's name. I never know the name of the author that I'm reading if I'm interested in a book. But it's called Extortion. I'll try and get the author's name, but it just is a, it's appalling. It's appalling when you read it. Let me just say that, but it's very informative. All right, another one of those me and Elvis and Robert Goulet shooting out the TV moments here and today in history. It was this day in 1966, the Dr. Seuss story, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, makes its television debut, narrated by Boris Karloff. And the song, You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, and blah, blah, blah. It became an instant television classic. Chris, have you seen that?
Yes, I have.
Do you like it?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, I hope you're never in my... Well, I wouldn't have it on in my house anyway, because I would put a bullet through the television.
I'm sorry to hear that.
The television would be too, and so would the cats, and so would Linda, because we'd have to get a new television and fix the wall. So, anyway, another one of those things there, along with Casper the Friendly Ghost and the rest of them, who I want to see, well, kind of like fruitcakes, just go away.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with the San Luis Obispo Range Improvement Association, will begin a prescribed burn this Friday, December 19th at Huazna Ranch. The
burn will go through 679 acres of vegetation. San Miguel's 35th Christmas Light Parade will be held this Saturday, December 20th at 6 p.m., hosted by the San Miguel Fire Department. This beloved tradition marches down Main Street with lights, trucks, bikes, horses, and holiday cheer. And you can meet Santa afterwards at the fire station. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 52 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen will be in for sound off, and she will have on Atascadero City Manager Jim Lewis. Thanks for everything. Enjoy your day. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, the small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.